The one thing I didn't like play call-wise was the two-point conversion.
All right, so let me get to that. This two-point, and this is a very tiny thing that bothers me, and I don't know if this bothers Sean as a diehard Giant fan. I don't think this is going to bother you, Teak. You're above this. But that play call, whatever it was, and I want you to explain it in a second, but what bothered me was that, oh, everybody's laughing at the Giants again. And I can relate to this because that's what bothers me about the Jets. Like, it's bad enough to lose. I don't like being laughed at.
Yep.
I want to give you two examples of not just a broadcaster, but a guy who hates the Giants laughing at the Giants. Here's Troy Aikman twice chuckling about the two-point play call. I'm not even a Giant fan, and this stuff bothers me because I know if this happened to the Jets, I'd lose my mind. Here's Troy Aikman chuckling the first time.
That's embarrassing. That play right there could not have a better opportunity of at least coming up with a two-point play.
Yeah, here's Troy Aikman again laughing because once wasn't enough.
And, I mean...
like, I think that bothers me. Before you explain what that play call was... Does that annoy you,
yes.
Sean, or is that me being too sensitive?
Yes, and I've liked Troy Aikman for a long time. By the way, Tiki's already explained two things that I was angry at the refs about that now I no longer am, so get Tiki on Monday Night Football. That's first and foremost. Second of all, yeah, Troy, you know, if you've ever done a Cowboy game where, you know, Romo drops a snap and you give up 54 points to the Lions, are you chuckling like that in that moment? That does bother me, yes,
right.
Enough. But the Giants also, and Tiki will explain, put themselves in that spot a million procedural penalties all day long.
Yeah.
Maybe now's not the time for the picket fence play.
So right. So I love going for two, by the way, but what the hell was that?
By the way, it's brilliant.
Going for two.
It's a brilliant play call.
Oh, the play, well, what was it?
So it's Sean nailed it. It's a picket fence play call.
Right.
You can't do it on the road.
Because of the sound?
Because the linemen can't hear, and so they have to look into the center to see the snap.
Hmm.
They can't hear Daniel Jones.
Okay.
So the only way that they can see when to go is when this ball, and they have to look in to see the snap.
Hmm.
Right? And I forgot who the defender was for the Steelers. He also has to look in, but he knows where he's trying to go. Yeah, I think it was Highsmith.
Yeah.
He knows where he's trying to go. So everybody's looking in. Go look at that again. Everybody is looking in at the snap. As soon as Daniel Jones snaps that ball, Highsmith splits them, and the linemen get their eyes back around, and it's too late.
Right.
Right? I mean, and the thing that frustrated me watching it is that Devin Singletary is there. And as soon as he sees Highsmith, he should have cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just cut him. Just
right.
Cut his knees out from under him so that your offensive line has a chance. The reason I say it's a brilliant play is because if Highsmith doesn't disrupt that, there's two defenders over there. There's five offensive linemen and Malik Nabers and Devin Singletary over there. Like, if that ball gets completed and Highsmith is cut, there's no way the Steelers are stopping it. And so it's a brilliant play design. You just can't do it on the road.
So why'd you try it on the road then?
He just wasn't thinking. I mean, I got to be honest. He just wasn't thinking about it.
He had this great tool in the toolbox and said, screw it, I got to try it now.
Certain things matter about, like, the procedure, like the sound that you hear. You got to be able to look at the defense and know exactly where you're going. As soon as you hear the cadence, then you fire out and you go. But when you got to all look in, all of them, all five of those, they're all looking back at the snap because they have to.
Right.
And so... The Pittsburgh Steelers defender, I think it's Highsmith, took advantage of it and shot the gap. Singletary didn't cut him, and it was a blown-up play from the beginning.
I got to be honest. I disagree with both of you on something.
What?
And that play call might be brilliant at home. I trust Tiki on that. I know what you guys are saying, and I've heard the numbers. I am so tired of this two-point try down two touchdowns crap.
Yeah,
listen.
I hate that, too.
Here's why. I'll tell you this. Why? Because here is the inherent problem with analytics in football.
Yes.
It's the truth.
It's not analytics, it's math.
Okay. Math in football,
when people don't
football.
Like things, they just call it analytics.
Okay.
It's math, bro.
Call it whatever
it
you want.
Analytics.
Arithmetic, math, analytics. Here's the problem. Just hear me out.
Okay.
When you base the math on things, you're assuming that all 32 NFL teams, combined with the opponents they are playing and the environment they're in, are created equal. The New York Giants are not. Josh Allen-led, Patrick Mahomes-led, Lamar Jackson-led. Hell, they don't even have a left tackle right now. So in that scenario, when you go for two on the road in Pittsburgh with two great edge pass rushers and no tackle play and a quarterback who hasn't thrown a touchdown since basically I was 3 years old, that is not the time to run a two-point conversion try. What you do there is you kick the extra point. Then, when you come back into, and if you do get that other example, like you're going down the field, he doesn't throw the pick.
Then you go for two.
Then you want to pull the Tennessee move of 2 years ago and say, we have momentum. Pittsburgh can't believe we just punched them. Then go for two, fine. I hate the idea of, well, if you miss, then you'll definitely get it next time because math says you will.
Well, you'll go for two the next time.
BS. Yeah, but in Pittsburgh, with that giant offense, that was not the time to go for two.
This is one of those things that I disagree with as well with Sean, because it's math and it's common. It's commonly accepted amongst the stat heads in the NFL that if you're down to two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you go for two because the probability of stopping a two-point conversion twice is so much lower. Or it's lower.
Right,
the second time, it's lower. And so if you don't get it the first time, then you can go for two the second time, and the probability of the defense stopping it a second time is lower than the first time. But what you do is you create this, we can win if we do get the two-point conversion with just an extra point.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Okay, so walk me through this, because Sean already answered this. I'm curious about your perspective.
Yeah.
If you kick the extra point and then you score a touchdown,
you're still down
later,
a touchdown.
Okay, and then you score a touchdown later, would you be in Sean's camp of, I got to go for the win?
Well, it depends on it depends on if you're like Dabes against the Tennessee Titans, where you're just like, F it. Oh, I want to win this game right now, and I trust Saquon Barkley, even though we don't have that guy right now. Even though I would trust Tyrone Tracy right now. I trust Saquon Barkley is going to get in the end zone with this perfectly designed play call. So, you know what? Screw it. Let's win right now. I would rather do that 99 out of 100 times than go for two on the penultimate touchdown, and then hopefully that gives me a chance to win with just an extra point on the second touchdown.
I agree with you that all circumstances are a little bit different. In general, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are a very good football team.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people love to crap on the quarterback. I get it. I think their defense is as talented as any team in the league.
He's played really well, Russell Wilson.
He has, and I think he deserves credit for that.
Right.
That's why people love to crap on him, but the reality is Russ has played well. But I'm not even talking about Russ. I'm talking about this Steeler defense and playing in that building and how difficult it is. So in general, I think if I am trying to pull off an upset against the Steelers, I got to go for the win. I can't play for overtime.
Okay, go for the win the second time.
Yeah, but why not go for the two now?
Well,
and if I do fail, I go for two again just to get that tie.
Because think about it. So you get the touch. First of all,
giving myself two chances.
First of all, the Giants don't score touchdowns.
That's why I go for two.
So you get lucky because Tyrone Tracy beasts a 45-yarder, and it's like, all right, let's get within a touchdown, not let's put ourselves in positions to win the game. And so for me, I think it's giving yourself too much credit because Tyrone Tracy broke a bit.
No, Batik, you just said something. I don't even think you thought about it this way, but you said it. You're like, Giants don't score touchdowns.
Yeah.
I agree with you. If I convert on the two-point conversion, how many points am I down? I'm down six.
Of course.
All of a sudden, I could kick two field goals to tie the game.
But the problem is,
why?
What you're discounting or what you're forgetting to account for is at that point, it's a possession game. Like, you're going to run out of possessions. And so,
potentially, yes.
11 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
But I've got 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. It's not like there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Not when you're not stopping the run.
I've got time. Yeah, and I thought that was a mistake Tomlin made. I thought he actually got away from the run, believe it or not. I like the idea of being aggressive and going for two, especially when I don't think you're as good. The Steelers are a very good football team. And I think that sometimes you've got to force the issue.
We can agree to disagree on this because to me, like their best opportunity, if they're going to try to win the game, is to score that touchdown, get within a touchdown, hopefully score another touchdown, which probably is desperation on fourth down some point as on your next drive, and then make it decision about whether or not you're going to go for two or you're going to go into overtime. And you don't want to go into overtime because you can't stop or you haven't stopped that point, the Steelers' offense.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you. Now, I will say, Evan, I've gotten a text from our leader, Tommy Lugauer.
Yes.
He said that he had told you earlier he's requested an audience with Ian Kiki on this.
Yes. Tommy Lugauer has requested a let's call it
a sit-down.
a sit down with one Tiki Barber and Sean Morris. So when we come back, Tommy's got a lot to say that apparently, because I've been briefed on the subject, and I may not fully agree with Tommy, but I will agree with this. He may anger Tiki Barber. I think Tommy Lugauer may anger Tiki Barber with some of his opinions concerning the head coach of this football team and the New York Giants in general. We'll address that next, plus the benching of Tae Banks, and we'll get back to your Yankee calls as we prepare you for Game 4 of the World Series. There's a lot to do live from Yankee Stadium, but Giant fans, you're involved as well. You had a football game last night that you could have won.